Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can bring up anything. We're kicking off hour number two of the Monday Night Edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. We have the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free at freetalklive.com. Johnson, you had an addendum to last hour.
Yeah, it was just that last call. I had a question that I'd like to put out to some of our tech-savvy audience, and kind of a Free Talk Live Consumer Reports tip. since we are kind of
do that all the time.
Since we're, well, we used to. We used to have a kind of a segment. We used to have a regular segment.
Well, where it wasn't really a regular segment.
Yeah, semi-regular.
We felt like talking
about enjoy, you know, back when I was a listener, this was a segment that was on back when I was a listener.
Before, listener, please, you're the biggest fan of the show.
I am. And I'm probably the, no.
Okay,
physically the biggest. But back during the old days of the show, Ian, every once in a while, you kind of threw down this Consumer Reports thing where you would just give kind of cost-cutting and Consumer Reports tips, and I kind of missed that segment a little bit. I enjoyed it.
I think it probably came up because people were calling in about some sort of story about retail.
Well, listeners,
like
it's up to you. Ian is very thrifty. You should do well to...
We've talked about money management. We've talked about things like
but
that.
But not specific tips. Like, I'm sure if people called in, they could ask you, and you would be able to tell them, like, what the best brand of, like, soup is to buy for the week.
No, I don't.
You know
so.
These things.
Buy
you
what's
do.
On sale.
You
buy
do.
What's on sale.
And you would know that. You would know what's on sale. In whatever market. It wouldn't matter what market around the country it is. You just know.
No, I don't. All right, what was your
okay,
question?
Okay, my question is, for our tech-savvy listening audiences, Doug had said he had done a lot of shopping and come to the Arcos, which obviously it looks to me to be a very good MP3 player, and video and all sorts of different media. I had come to the conclusion of the SanDisk Flash Trax. That's T-R-A... it's S-A-N, SanDisk Flash Trax, and that's T-R-A-X.
Yeah.
And what I'm wondering is if some of our tech-savvy audience can kind of look at that and send me an email and tell me, you know, what they think is better. You know, give me a little comparison.
Now, is the SanDisk also a video unit?
Yes, it's also a video unit, and it also supports flashcards, like, you know, like 1, 2, 4 gig flashcards that you can just use to transport media. And
so
flashcards are what are used in, like, some phones now and in cameras. And
they can email you at Johnson at FreeTalkLive.
Yeah, Johnson at FreeTalkLive.com.
All right,
I'm just curious, because they're both better than the iPod is,
let's
I think.
Go to Scott in Virginia. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Scott in Virginia. Oh, no, make that Mark in Illinois. Mark,
it
you're on Free
Mark
Talk.
Mark in Illinois.
Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
How you guys doing tonight, first-time caller?
Good,
doing
sir.
All right.
2006 rolling in. How about that?
Whoopee-doo. Now, you know what? I'm so glad it's finally the new year because now people can get back to work. I'm so...
Work.
It bothers me so much. I'm somebody that likes to actually do what I do, but nobody else appears to really care to do what they do. They don't want to come in and work. Everybody took the day off today, and nothing gets done during the holidays. So I'm glad that people are going to finally start doing things again.
No, we've been off work for, what, a week and a half now?
Great.
You know, and we got... like I said, all of us at MeetCam are listening to your show right now.
At where?
And MeetCam.com.
What is that? It sounds kind of pornographic.
MeetCam? Yeah, it's a little pornographic.
Is it meat as in...
wait, is it meat?
Golly, that's meat?
Yeah.
Or is it meat as in I've killed an animal and I'm eating it?
No, it's as in meat, M-E-E-T.
Oh, okay. So wait, is this one of those websites where people can sort of just put on their own cam and talk to other people?
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh, all right. So you're going to get us a little trial subscription so we can check it out? Because do you have to pay for it, or is it free?
Well, I'm sure we could do something for you guys. That's probably not a problem.
Not so it is a little porn action, huh?
Well,
it's
by
the way, this wasn't scheduled. I don't know anything about this website. Seriously, I don't know if it's any good or what.
Well, actually, you guys know a couple of friends of ours. They're from Florida, Chris and Betsy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. Well, those are my contractors.
Yeah, your contractors.
All right. So what's on your mind, Mark?
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to you guys. Like I said, I'm a first-time caller, and I've got my own internet radio station also.
Do you? What do you play on your internet radio station?
Ours is private.
So
they talk dirty or something.
Oh, yeah, we talk dirty.
That's interesting. Wow, so you actually have subscribers to your internet radio station?
Oh, yeah. It's
rare that you meet somebody making money at internet radio.
Oh, yeah, very rare, but it's more of a hobby.
Well, Mark, we're glad you're out there, and you're welcome to carry our show on your station if you'd like. We appreciate hearing from you. Have a great night, man. 800-259-5791. That is toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. I've been to that website before. It's it is one of those sites where people tend to be naked.
Well, so meat cam, I like that. So you get on, get one of these cams, and if you have a camera, then right. you can watch people lift their shirts up.
No, there's, I'm pretty sure there's a little more going on than that.
Oh, okay.
I've seen full on, I've seen full on penetration on the on that site.
Hmm.
I mean, it's usually people that are of average look, you know, just people with cameras.
Yes,
that there is digital fornication. Y'all ought to be reported. That'll be reported to the law.
That's obscenity.
It's obscenity. You ought to be into jail there.
Nobody,
and tax dollars should be used to pay for it.
Nobody makes you go to the site. That's the thing, is everybody's free to go to the site or leave anytime they want. If they see something they're like horrified by, they can leave.
Well, since we're on the sex topic, we might as well give you a little news here about a story that we mentioned, I think, before from Utah. About a 12-year-old
boy. Oh, this can't be good.
Yes, a 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl.
Yes.
They got themselves together, had a little hanky-panky.
12, 13. Okay,
she got knocked up.
Boy, 13-year-old girl.
The girl was older. Yeah.
Okay.
She got knocked up.
Yeah.
And obviously somebody found out about it, and that's how their relationship...
How wouldn't they not find out
right.
about a 13-year-old girl getting knocked up?
That's how their relationship got out. And now we have a situation where an appeals court on Friday upheld a judge's refusal to dismiss a sexual abuse allegation against the 13-year-old girl. The Utah Court of Appeals says the law's rigorous protections for younger minors include protecting them from each other. The decision leaves teens in the odd position...
Oh, they did a great job protecting them from each other.
Yeah. Clearly it stopped them.
Clearly the government's more efficient than a condom.
The legislature's, let's see, the decision leaves the teens in the odd position of each both being a victim and a perpetrator in the same sexual offense. So, basically, what you have here, and the attorney for the...
Wait, that's a protection? Is that what that is? That's protection?
Yeah, thank goodness.
That's right.
Doesn't
the
sound
current
like
law doesn't work.
Well, here we have the attorney for the for one of the kids saying that minors under the age of 14 don't have the ability to consent to sexual activity in the state of Utah. He says it's a paradox. How can they be old enough to commit an offense
that they
if
couldn't...
they're not old enough to consent to it?
Yeah. It is a paradox.
Well, the reason... Well, it's silly because obviously they're old enough to consent. They did. They did. They consented to one another to have sex. This girl didn't rape him and he didn't rape her.
Nope.
It was totally consensual, and now both of them are looking at, let's see, well, obviously they can't face full adult felonies for this. In this case, let's see, juveniles.
See, the thing is the government, even if they give them community control or
right, there's some
probation
sort of community service
or
here.
Whatever it is, it doesn't solve the problem. I mean,
of course not.
All it does is feeds the state.
Oh, here's her
but
sentence.
Joseph Smith says, Jesus and I love you, so therefore we should set an example out of these evil hellspawn.
Here's her sentence. The judge ordered the young mother to write a report about the effect of her actions on herself and her baby.
Okay.
To obey the reasonable requests of her parents and to remain under the supervision of the State Division of Child and Family Services.
Uh-oh.
To refrain from unsupervised contact with the baby's father and to provide a DNA sample. So she gets to go on record with her DNA sample as a result of this.
Well, maybe the DNA sample is to verify that, in fact, that the 12-year-old boy is the father of
this
the
is
child.
A DNA sample from the girl.
I'm sorry, I made the Joseph Smith comment. Did you mention, in fact, that this article is taking place in Utah?
This is Utah.
Yeah, okay.
If the girl commits, by the way, despite the light sanctions, the conviction could have lingering effects for the girl. For instance, if she commits a crime when she's an adult, her juvenile record will make it more likely that she'll actually go to prison for that.
Hmm.
So for having consensual sex with someone in her own age bracket, this girl is being punished. Beyond the fact that
forever.
She already has a baby, which is, of course, an 18-year punishment. And can you imagine having a kid at age 13?
Forever. She's being punished for the rest of her
yeah.
life.
But she's also a victim.
But hey, how's she going to send her kid to school when she can't live anywhere near one?
More, more coming back at your show. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
Dan Johnson
and Manwich.
And don't forget, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. All of it is free, including... Well, actually, the listener map, map.freetalklive.com. It is free. There's over 600 people currently on the map worldwide. You just go punch in your location. You can add your name, photo, even a phrase to go along with yourself, and it plots you on our map of listenership. You can zoom in and out and find out who's in your area or who's in China, for instance, listening at map.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
I want to make a comment about the map. I learned something about the map over the weekend that I wasn't aware of. When I went to go create a graphic, because I wanted to post a link to our map on our MySpace profile, when I went to do that, I realized, I was like, you know, it's something that has always bothered me about the map. When you load it from a distance, it only displays 50 of those little push pins.
Yeah, that
any
bugs
given
me.
Time.
I wish I could make it display all.
You can.
Really?
That's what I learned over the weekend.
I looked at the admin area.
Right below the map, there is a thing, and it's a pain, and it takes a while to do, but you can display them by clicking a button that says display 50 more push pins.
Yeah, but
and
you can't do it at the...
So it takes you half an hour to see all 600.
Well, it depends on your connection speed. For me, it takes about 2 minutes, but yeah, I mean...
But you can't do it when you first go to the page. What I would like to see is it make it so when you go to map.freetalklive.com, it shows you all of them by default.
That would be a lot of load time. That was messing, and I've got a very, very fast computer, and it was my computer, once it loaded all, like, you know, 600 of them, it was having some difficulty.
Well, nonetheless, it's still a pretty cool feature, map.freetalklive.
And that map is growing every day.
And if you zoom in, you get to see all of the pinpoints
it
in
updates.
A certain area.
Yeah.
It's probably more than 600 by now.
Here's some news, by the way, about New York City. Apparently, Michael Bloomberg has been reelected there, which I wasn't aware of, but I guess he's starting his second term as mayor now. And this guy
because he's done such a good job by policing the subways.
He's what the Republicans would call a rhino.
Yeah. Well, here's his big project for New York City, according to the New York Post. Routing the city's scourge of illegal guns will be the top priority in the next 4 years, according to Mayor Bloomberg, as he was sworn in for a second term. Quote,
I bet there's more guns and crime very soon in New York City. Basically, what Bloomberg is swearing to do is to undo everything that Giuliani did.
What do you mean?
Giuliani, in the course of time...
made New York safer.
Made New York
cleaner.
By what?
A
banning
lot
guns?
Safer and cleaner, no. Giuliani did just a lot of things, I think, with taxes, tax breaks, and different things. I don't know how exactly he did it, he did it. He did it, and he did it amazingly. Over the course of time, from 1980s to 2000...
Well, I don't like crediting politicians for changes in a city. I mean...
Well, if politicians eliminate laws...
If they remove laws, then they deserve credit for it.
And
but
I believe
you're not
that's
sure
what he did.
Whether or not he did...
I believe that's what he did, Well, there's also a lot of rumor that Giuliani was also involved in a lot of illegal activities that got rid of crime. In other words,
really?
He kind of employed mafia to get rid of crime.
Interesting approach.
The suggestion is that he used the underworld.
If you can't beat him,
Jonas, there's nothing unusual about using an armed
thugs.
Group
he
in
just
order
decided
to,
not to use the legal armed thugs and deal with his own.
Interesting. Well, the Mayor Bloomberg says, quote, our most urgent challenge is ending the threat of guns and the violence that they do. The guns do the violence.
Yes, the guns get up and they shoot people.
Right. He said this during a 19-minute-long speech. He says, now we have a duty as well, one that rises above partisan politics, and one that we'll pursue relentlessly. And that's
obviously, this is someone who's not
working.
Tyranny
of the American people.
See, this is obviously the words of someone who is not working with the mafia.
Right. He says, and that's to rid our streets of guns and punish all of those who possess them. Well, now, wait a minute. Mayor Bloomberg, guns are already illegal. Guns are already illegal in New York City. You cannot carry a handgun in New York City. I don't even think you can own a handgun in New York City. But yet, there's a scourge of illegal guns? Gee. So what you're saying is...
You must be able to own one because San Francisco's law was so unusual.
No, I don't believe that you can own... okay, New York City residents, give us a call on this one. 800-259-5791.
By the way, Ian, this reminds me, I have for you... I had recorded that... John Stossel 2020 special.
Yes.
And I will send that to you.
That's excellent. John Stossel had an hour-long special over the weekend.
And he has some quotes on his special. The reason why this reminds me of that is because he had some quotes from some actual prison inmates about guns and about gun ownership.
What did
they
just say?
They basically said, laws? I'm not afraid of laws.
Why
on
do you
guns.
Think I'm in here, you know?
Why do you think I'm in here? Yeah, like, do you think I'm afraid of laws? Do you think I'm afraid of, like, first of all, it's easy to get a gun on the streets. They're
of
like, no problem getting a gun on the streets.
If you're involved in the black market, guns are available.
Well, what the problem is... What they are afraid of? citizens with guns.
Well, you know, and it New Orleans showed this so readily. I mean, as soon as the armed citizenry is gone from New Orleans, what happens?
Chaos and violence
breaks out. I mean, people, you know, if there's thugs running around the streets, la 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 la, they got guns, they got a machine gun in each hand.
Right.
It's the armed citizenry.
The so-called authorities are helpless to stop it.
Yeah.
Because then you just have two different groups of violent thugs.
And the authorities aren't really protecting their property. They're not protecting anything. So
they don't have an incentive to care.
Right.
Well, in this case,
it's not
a
real incentive anyway.
In New York City, at the very least, carrying a weapon is prohibited. But I believe owning handguns is prohibited. We'll find out. I'm sure somebody will give us a correct answer on that. But nonetheless, here he is saying that there's a scourge of illegal guns. And it's his top priority to rout them out, to punish all those who possess them. How are you going to go about this, Mayor Bloomberg? Are you going to...
Magic.
Well,
pixie dust.
Obviously, you're not going to be able to rout them out by having a gun buyback program.
Leprechauns.
Because people with the illegal guns are going to... Well, keep them around. So, how's he going to do it? I mean, the only thing I can think of...
Gun-sniffing dogs.
The only thing I can think of is some sort of a, you know, random searches of people's homes.
With gun-sniffing dogs.
Maybe random searches of people's person as well, on the street.
They need to get special surveillance equipment that can x-ray people's entire homes.
Maybe so. I mean, you know what? The New York City residents are getting used to this kind of treatment by their government. You've got the random searches in the subway. That's happening right now. And New York City residents are, lots of them, just shrugging their shoulders, saying, all right, as long as it keeps us safe.
Well, you've got to break them in first.
They'll say the same thing to the government if they say, well, we're going to have to randomly search people's houses now. We're going to have to randomly search your apartments. I think that's, I mean, because how else could he do it? I mean, if he's really serious about this, what other ways could he possibly find illegal guns?
Well, you got to start. He's got to do vehicles next.
Oh, that's
gotta
the best
step
one.
Up.
Sure,
you
vehicles.
Searching people's persons
right.
in the subway. Now you're gonna have to search people's vehicles.
Right.
You got to get onto their property
for random guns because terrorists would have
there
illegal
are any
guns.
Searching commercial vehicles all over the place up there. So
well, think about it.
Commercial vehicles now private vehicles.
Well, think about it. Who's likely to have a gun illegally in New York City? Criminals and terrorists, right? So he could couch this in the terrorist in the anti-terror terms and say, well, the reason we're doing this is because we don't want terrorists to have guns, do we? So we're gonna have to just randomly search everybody for guns. And that includes random checkpoints for vehicles. And, I mean, it could go crazy. They've already gone crazy in New York.
Well, first they're
going
to have to stage an incident where terrorists shoot up a subway station with M60s. They'll have to stage that first.
I'm not sure that we're that far from that.
Yeah. Well,
indeed.
You know, it's, you know, as much as that's a conspiracy theory, and I was using my conspiracy theory voice, I think that, you know, it may be possible. You never know. I mean, there are those theories are out there, but they exist for a reason
and
sometimes.
And they do give them an excuse to be terrible with us. All right, that's on more on the way, including Jason, who wants to talk about a free market solution, since we're talking about New York, to subways. Because we'd asked about this. How is it that you could transfer, for instance, subway ownership to the marketplace? This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When you hear smooth sailing, you feel ocean breezes, see palm trees, and taste coconut rum. The picture of summer, right? Maybe, but old man Winter's got another version. When I come back, I'll tell you.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Summer sailings on water, but winter's versions on ice. You know the feeling. The rubber's on the road where it belongs, and suddenly your south has headed north. Ice sailing. Here's what to do. Take your foot off the gas and put your hands on the steering wheel at 9 3 o'clock. Gradually apply brakes and turn the wheel in the direction of the slide. And next time you head through the Crystal City, slow down. It takes 4 to 10 times as long to stop on ice. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
you. And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts. Well over 75,000 posts for you to surf around through. Almost 1,100 people interacting, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Jason in Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey. What's on your mind?
Right. Hey, man.
Hey, I think it would make a lot more sense if the subways in New York were privatized, and I think it would be pretty simple.
Okay, how?
If the lines were owned by one company, who then leased the space out to other individual private parties to run their own trains, then the private parties could then, bid on that space or, offer different rates based on, the amount of trains that they're going to run. And
based on time of day, perhaps.
Now, here's something that I don't really get, and it comes down to, like, telephone lines, railroad tracks, stuff like that. I'm under the impression that the federal government has a law that says you've got to bid out to smaller parties who want to use your lines. And I would think that, the subway, which is sort of, it's my understanding it's self-contained. Not that I know everything about the New York subway by any stretch of the imagination. Couldn't one company buy the lines and then say, nobody else is going to use our lines. We're going to use the lines. And if you want to use ours, we're going to charge a prohibitive amount or whatever.
Well, he suggested they could lease the lines, right?
Let me ask you guys a question.
Maybe one company would buy them out, and in that case, they would raise the rates. But, in a free market economy, then people just wouldn't ride the subway.
People
would say that that's the only solution, but then, if, again, we talk about a free market economy, you would have free market rates for the taxi cabs and for the buses. And
well, let me ask you a question real quick. I want to ask you a question real quick. With the, I know the TSA is responsible for, security and whatnot, and that's the government influence over airports, but aren't the airports themselves in most cases private, and don't they lease out the space for the airlines to come up to their gates?
Very similar situation. That's kind of where I came up with the idea for the solution in New York.
Stations could be like the gates at airports. Privately owned.
Well, I don't know about the stations, but the actual trains. Yeah, I guess the stations.
The
would be
trains
like
the gates, or the lines.
But the trains would be like the planes, and the trains would have to pay a fee to whoever owns the lines, just like you would in an airport.
Huh.
Yeah. Sell the line or sell each station.
Interesting ideas. Jason, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Let's talk about tax protesters.
Okay.
Because we certainly often enough on this show say, or at least I've said it before.
Who is we?
If you disagree with what the government's doing, why are you paying them? And, in fact, some people aren't.
Some people aren't.
They're not going so far as to not pay their IRS taxes, but it's a step in the right direction. Now, what I'm talking about is here from the Denver Post, peace activist Bill Sulzman in Colorado Springs. He protests the war in Iraq by refusing to pay the federal excise tax of about 50 cents on his monthly phone bill.
How's that working out for him?
Actually, believe it or not, it's working out pretty well. Sulzman also recruits others who are against the U.S. military involvement in Iraq to stop paying the tax, which, as you mentioned before, Manwich, was first adopted in 1898 to pay for the Spanish-American War.
It's amazing to me.
We've been paying that tax ever since.
War taxes.
By the way, that tax that's only 50 cents for Mr. Sulzman raises about $5 billion a year.
Yeah.
Which activists say goes to fund war efforts. The IRS won't confirm that the money goes exclusively to the military, but instead says that it goes for general fund expenditures, including military spending. And according to this article, the phone companies are going along with it. According to this information here, depending on the company that you have, and they actually name some companies that are, I guess, going along with what their clients want, and Quest is one of them. I think that's a regional one. AT&T, Verizon, Singular.
AT&T doesn't exist anymore.
Nice! Okay. I like getting Singular. I'm a Singular customer, and I will be doing this.
Apparently, they work with customers who refuse to pay the tax. So if you contact your phone company and you ask them to remove the excise tax from your bill, there's a good chance they might just take it off your bill. According to the Quest spokesperson, this tax is really another example, and particularly a silly one, of a tax on telecommunications service that once created never goes away. This is a spokesperson for the company.
Wow.
Quest says it adjusts customers' bills to remove the excise tax if customers request it. Quest and other phone companies must
give this tomorrow.
Well, here's an interesting detail. Quest and the other phone companies must give the IRS a list of those who aren't paying,
including
their addresses. These are the requirements set out by a certain IRS publication. And the IRS spokesperson has to say, The IRS spokesperson says, every time somebody makes a decision not to pay taxes that are due and owing, they run the risk of being contacted by the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, boy.
You're running a risk of contact. So look out. I think it's interesting that these companies will go ahead and refuse to collect this tax, but yet they still go ahead and comply with all of the other mandates that the federal government places on them. You know, why doesn't, and I got to compliment all these companies for doing this. At least they're doing a little bit. At least they're willing to,
Sound like they're taking any heat.
No,
it sounds like they're, turning over a list.
Right.
Here's your list.
That's almost like the government is, that almost seems like something that the government's like, hey, why don't you do this for us so we can collect a list?
People aren't willing to pay
a 50 cent tax.
What I'd like to see is a company say, how about we exempt everybody from this particular tax, and then anybody that wants the tax can opt
call
in.
Us.
Yeah. That's what I would do if I was a company, because I remember looking at one of my cell phone bills one time back when I used to have one, and they actually sent a little slip along with the bill talking about how terrible cell phone taxes were. It was a cell phone industry publication that they were letting you know that, hey, we don't really want to charge you all these taxes, but we're just cluing you into these taxes that you have on your bill, and here's what you can do to reduce your cell phone taxes. And they said contact your contact.
Hey,
people.
I'll put out that option out there to all of our listening audience. If you guys want to opt in to help us pay for our taxes, you can go ahead and do that.
Yeah. But I think it'd be great for a company to actually exempt all of its clients. Like if AT&T, or Singular, 2 million clients or however many they have, just flip the switch, stop collecting that 50 cent tax, and then send out a little, little flyer with your next bill saying, by the way, we've cut your bill by cutting out the taxes. If you'd like to pay your taxes, go ahead and give us a call at this number and we'll activate you again.
Well,
I think that'd be awesome.
It would be really cool. And I'd be
very
happy.
Send the IRS a list of 2 million people. Here you go.
But then the IRS is going to say, at this point,
they're going to come down on the company.
Right. And when they do, they could people in jail, or they could decide to audit the crap out of Verizon.
I understand.
I mean, it would be really great.
Scared. I understand.
That's why I believe in baby steps.
The problem is we need a company that goes along with this, and then we need a bank.
What do you mean, bank?
A bank. Because what happens with the IRS, the reason why people are so afraid of the IRS is because what the IRS does is it freezes people's assets in their accounts. so that they can't touch their money. If your money's in a bank and the bank plays along, then you've got no money.
What we need is
government has frozen your assets.
What we need is a bank that doesn't have FDIC approval. Like a bank that operates outside of the traditional banking system that runs with silver, it runs with different monetary options.
There's got to be a Cayman option for this.
We need to talk about that more when we come back.
I don't want the feds behind my bank. This is your show, 800-259-5791. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You still got time for your call if you make it. 800-259-5791 here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with...
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with our brand newest Shriner. It's Lois. She's not just a Shriner member of the Shrine. She's also an amplifier as well. In fact,
brand newest. She's newer.
She's one of my favorite amplifiers because she actually started amplifying the show after the first time she heard us.
Wow, that's the amazing story.
She found us by one of our Google ads, clicked on the show, listened to the show, and afterwards became a Free Talk Live amplifier.
I always like hearing when those different areas, avenues of advertising are working.
Right. Can you imagine the certain level of shame that someone's feeling now that has been listening to the show for months and months and thought, I'll get around to amplifying. I will. I'm going to amplify. Because it's so hard to
some
go to Free Talk.
Budgets are tight.
Amp.freetalklive.com. No, they're not. Nobody's budget is $3 tight. Wait. Nobody's budget is $3 tight. Really? I mean, as much money...
I'm not trying to beat anyone over the head.
You just made a statement that is not... It can't be true.
The other thing, she found her ad through what?
Google.
Which means that...
AdWords.
that means that that money, that Google AdWords,
which is AMP money,
paid for with AMP. So,
exactly.
That's
so AMP is growing AMP, which
right.
is cool.
AMP mm-hmm. is growing AMP, and that means it's growing the show, which means we're going to get more listeners, which means we'll get on in more market.
Exactly.
It's your AMP dollars hard at work.
Exactly. So Lois is a result of your AMP dollars. At amp.freetalklive.com, all we're asking for is $3 a month.
And now she's
going to
get on the BBS and be like everyone's
she is on the
favorite
BBS.
Person.
And all the
popular.
Things that we...
Now that we've talked about her, you know, she's going to be like, everybody's going to start giving her karma.
She's more she'll probably be more popular because she's a pretty attractive-looking lady, too.
Yeah.
Amp.freetalklive.com gets you all the details on the AMP program.
Well, don't forget all the perks that people get.
There are certainly perks, including the Amplifier Forum, Classic Archives, and more. Plus, long-term, when we reach our AMP goal, we'll cut back on commercial time by 25%. All right, Johnson, you said you wanted to talk about FDIC insurance for banks?
Yeah, because I guess I'm not very principled when it comes to this, because there is no way in heckfire you could make me sign up for a bank that's not FDIC insured.
Well,
not in this
what do you
current
mean?
System.
Why not?
I don't trust it. That's what caused God, my brain is dead right now.
So would
now.
You... What, the
would
SNL
you
never, scandal?
No, not the SNL scandal, but the...
Great Depression?
Depression, yes,
what do
the
people
Great
do?
Depression.
Wait. What do people do when they have an account that goes over $100,000? Because FDIC insurance only...
They have more than one account.
Okay, so people don't generally allow their accounts to go
no.
higher than that? The banks don't offer some sort of alternate insurance? Because what I was thinking of...
They have more than one account.
...is there would simply... If you wanted to open a private bank... Then you would just have a private insurer like Lloyd's of London or somebody else.
Which is an excellent insurer, and you should be proud to have them behind whatever it
right.
is.
Right. If Lloyd's of London got behind a bank, I'd have no hesitation in banking with them. I mean, are you familiar with them at all, Johnson?
No, not really.
Lloyd's of London is probably the most...
I mean, I've heard the name before, but I don't
Lloyd's
know.
Of London will insure anything. I mean, if you say, I'm Paul McCartney and I need to insure my hands because they make lots of money strumming a guitar... They'll do it. If you're a football player, Lloyd's of London, I believe, is the only organization that insures football players against injury.
Really?
You can imagine how difficult it is
wow.
to get personal injury insurance if you are a football player. They do it. Lloyd's of London does everything.
As long as there was this bank, that this private bank we're talking about, this creation that we're making right now, had some sort of insurance, would you consider it then? Had some insurance by a company that was legitimate. Than trustworthy.
Possibly.
Because Lloyd's of London isn't going to come in and insure a fly-by-night bank.
So
I mean, they're going to check it out before they do
so we're
there.
Kind of creating a hypothetical bank right now that's based on freedom. We're talking about a freedom concept.
Yeah, we're talking about some sort of freedom
bank. So is this the creature
bank?
From Ellis Island?
I don't know. What does that mean? Huh?
Sorry, I was just...
Ellis Island?
Yeah, you don't know what... Tell me you know what Ellis Island
You're
is.
You're talking about where all the immigrants came through.
Right.
Oh.
Near the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I was just...
I thought you meant the creature.
I was making a joke about the creature
bad.
From Jekyll Island
just
and saying
so you know.
Instead a bank that's based on freedom, it would be from Ellis Island as
that's
opposed to Jekyll
Island.
That's
a very obscure joke.
That was really a
yeah.
even...
I figure some of our GCN listeners would appreciate that.
I thought he meant Jekyll Island, but he said Ellis Island instead. So, yeah, I mean...
You're right, that was pushing it. I was stretching. Horrible.
I think it would be great. I mean, up in the Free State in New Hampshire, when more freedom lovers get up there, as far as... I think this would be in demand, because there's a lot of people that would like to move to silver-backed currency, and I think a lot of those people are going to be moving up to the Free State, whether it be the Liberty Dollar or the Phoenix Dollar or something like that. They're going to be moving up there, and that's going to become more of an option. More people are going to be buying.
Have we talked about the Phoenix Dollar?
We haven't, and I don't want to talk about it yet.
All right.
Because we can't.
Okay.
But anyway, people are going to be moving up. They're going to be wanting other options besides the greenbacks because those just keep inflating. They just keep going up and up
yeah.
and becoming worth less and less.
It's amazing how people. It's amazing how they just keep on going. They have, 97% loss in value since they were created in 1913.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
It's outrageous.
And you can see it happening. I mean, the price of a pack of gum isn't the same as what it used to be a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it in the price of everything at the store. They're always going up. Well, anyway, people are going to be demanding, I think, this kind of service. And so somebody with the funds should really consider creating some sort of a free market extra, outside of the system bank. You can't walk into your bank today and give them an ounce of silver and have them put it into an account for you. They won't take it. They'll laugh at you. They'll say, what's this? Oh, that's nice. It's silver, huh?
Well,
we don't take
that.
Put it
in a safety box.
Right. Well, the only issue, of course, with the free market
bank... Better than burying in a shoebox in your backyard.
The only issue with the free market bank would be, I don't think they'd be able to create money. They'd be attached to their assets, wouldn't they? Because most banks create money out of thin air today. That's
right.
kind of the benefit they get, I think, from being part of the Federal Reserve System. But if you were outside of that, you'd actually have to really back up the loans that you made.
Yeah, that would be a big disadvantage.
Well, it wouldn't be a disadvantage in some ways. I mean, it'd be a disadvantage to the bank's profit margins, but it'd be good in case there was a run on the bank. It'd be good because people's loans would actually be backed by something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be interesting to see some experimentation in this field up in New Hampshire.
It would have to be in New Hampshire because that's the only where enough people that would be educated about this issue would be.
I'm demanding it. 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Life!
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Moments remain, but we can still sneak in here if you make the call. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We got lots of them. I mean, lots of them on our website for free, freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bill in Chicago. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Phil.
Oh, it's Phil in Chicago. What's up, Phil?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, about the depression. That wasn't a result of the... That had nothing to do with the FDIC.
Nice. Somebody educated.
Yeah. That
Who made that claim? Did Manwich make that claim?
I made that claim.
Oh. Well, it had something to do with the run on the banks. I mean,
yeah. It had to do with the lack of there being any
FDIC. The FDIC was created in response to something that happened.
What had happened was in 1913, we had gone to a fractional reserve system from the having our money fully backed by gold and silver to a fractional reserve system.
That's where the banks could start creating money out of thin air, right?
Exactly.
And then what happened?
And then all of a sudden our money was worthless because we were printing money that had no backing. So
the crash happened because there was a bunch of money being created out of thin air and people wanted to get what? People couldn't have possibly run to the bank to get...
Yes, they all did. All at the same time. Everybody tried to run to the bank to
get all their money. But there was no more silver behind it, right?
They wanted to take all their money out of the bank when it wasn't there.
They just wanted to take the cash out.
Yeah, they wanted to take out their money. Like, the banks are not... Our money is becoming worthless. Let's take it all out. And it didn't work.
Something to that effect. Because that had happened in 1913. And then the Depression, went through the 20s and whatnot. And
anybody who doesn't remember their high school education can go out and watch Grapes of Wrath.
Exactly. Well, they don't even teach that anymore because they don't want anybody to realize how worthless our money is.
Of course
really?
Not.
They don't have people watching Grapes of Wrath in school anymore?
Nobody taught anything about... I never saw it in school, and nobody ever mentioned anything about how our money's not backed by
anything. Private school education.
Thanks for the call, Phil. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
Interesting.
You know, he's right.
He does make a good point.
No, they don't teach about that stuff. And the reason for the crash and the reason for the Great Depression is obviously government involvement.
We dropped him a little quick. I wanted to say, though, now that we have the FDIC insurance, we still have a fractional reserve system. So why isn't our money still tanking?
It is tanking.
Very slowly.
It's just that there's no more runs on the bank these days. Nobody's doing that anymore.
And we've got people like Alan Greenspan. Ooh.
Well, it's tanking really bad, and as Manwich pointed out, the dollar has lost 97% of its value within the last 100 years.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, as the government pumps out more money...
We're still a global superpower, though. I mean, we're still more valuable.
Because we're competing against other governments that are pumping out worthless money.
Well, they're only taking our value away from the American people. I mean, the government had very little of the American people's real value in 1913, and they found a way to get more of it by getting rid of the
government.
Yeah,
the people aren't rich anymore. The government's
rich. Yeah, well, it's a hidden tax. Inflation is the most insidious tax because government doesn't have to do anything except print more money to get more money. As they inflate the money supply.
It's like a cycle of global poverty because I guess what we're doing is we're taking all that money, pumping it into the military, and then impoverishing other countries by destroying them.
Well, we can still create...
Wasting it all.
The people in America still create wealth. The people still create products and services.
We're basically literally blowing up our money.
Basically, we're sucking away
turning
the wealth.
Turning it into bombs and blowing
we're
it up.
We're sucking away the wealth from the American people and then, blowing it up and making nothing.
Getting oil and then burning it in our cars.
Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
See you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.